Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Drops the ball!
No!
He drops the ball!
That is absolutely pathetic.
What is he doing? He's doing that on his own. Unbelievable. Oh, man. I mean, why is Bradley Bunny? Why?
I love listening to the way you do the games. Very fun and funny. What kind of funny, Pete? I want to know what kind of funny. Losing funny? Funny? Funny like a clown? This is the year!
Oh, don't you miss him? Come on. The best of Pat and Ron Show. That was good radio. All right, sing.
Baseball season's underway.
Am I the only one singing?
Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say?
Come on, you kids, you can do it.
The Cubs are gonna win today.
Can we give a shout out to the great Steve Goodman?
Sure. Go the Cubs, late great
go.
Steve.
Yeah. And you know how this song started? On his one of his records called Affordable Art, Steve wrote this song, Dying Cub Fans' Last Request.
That's right.
Which was a great song, and I guess he got a lot of flack from the Cubs and the Cubs fans, so he said, okay, I'll write a song about being inside the tent, and wrote that song, and it didn't really... That came out before 1984. It wasn't a huge hit.
Didn't McDonough put that up as the song they played at the end of every game?
Well, yes, but that was more recent. That song was
from 83.
Yeah, that song, and it was a WGN radio production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the line in there, you hear the games on WGN.
And Steve Goodman was going to sing the national anthem at the playoffs in 84, and he passed away a week before, so his friend Jimmy Buffett came out and sang.
Yeah.
And
it's a great song.
It's a great song.
I'm kind of partial to the Cubs goal-scoring song because it means he scored a goal. I mean, the Blackhawks goal-scoring song. But I do have to say, that may be the greatest team song in America.
It rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It totally. Rocks.
If I said to you, Larry Wirt caddied for a guy who happened to be at the last two Cubs World Series, what would you say? Would you say I've been drinking?
I would say so. I could smell that, but that's what I would say.
The case. Dave, explain who's on the phone.
Well, Andrea just saw him. Phil Bazaeus.
Yeah.
Phil, Andrea and I both know Phil, and he is a lifelong Cubs fan.
Yeah, went to the 32 World Series and the 45 World Series.
He was 13 years old when he went to the World Series in 1932, went in 45 as well, and is really excited about this team. Phil, it's an honor to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
Fine, Dave. How are you?
That's Dave there. Good for you. And Dave, say
he's
hi
a big
friend,
fan, Steve. Yeah. Phil. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
So, Phil, tell me the story, because Andrea told me off the air, and I love it. How did you get tickets for the 1932 series? What was that story?
What happened was I was a dyed-in-the-wool. I was 13 years old. I was a dyed-in-the-wool Cub fan at the time. I got up at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, took a blanket, went over in the elevator, the Lake Street elevator. I got on that. I took about $10, which I saved. And the elevator took me to Adams and Wabash. I switched over to go to Wrigley Field. I arrived at Wrigley Field about, 45 minutes later. And I had a blanket with me, and I stayed up all night. And I can't recall the price ticket, but I knew it was under $2. I think it was $1.25. I bought the ticket, and
Phil, they gotta give yourself credit. That's a lot of money.
How much were beers then, Phil?
Pardon?
How much were the beers?
He was 13.
I was 13 years old. All I did was bought some candy to stay in. but I recall the game. I know that they lost four in a row. But the memory that I have is the fact that I recall maybe 85% of the players. But the most imposing person who made baseball was Babe Ruth, and he was in right field for.
Where were your seats, Phil? Where were your seats for that game?
In the bleachers.
left field or right field?
Pardon?
Left
right
or
field.
So you're in the right field bleachers, and Babe Ruth is playing right field.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incomprehensible.
Yeah. How about that?
You know what? I think this is why the Cubs are so beloved, because that exact same park that you were in, Phil, is the same park that my grandfathers took me to. And I went with my Uncle Don and all these people who are no longer around.
And the same park you'll see this week.
Exactly. And so the fact that you have this continuity where you've been there all this time, I think Cub fans are Wrigley Field fans, and we're fans of that, the continuity of that experience.
Yeah.
So you went, Phil, the 1932, I love that story, and then the 1945, what was your favorite memory from that series?
My favorite memories were, it was a seven-game series, and I attended every game at Wrigley Field, and they played great. They played great, but Detroit was much better. They had Greenberg at first and Gehringer at second, and they had Dizzy Trout and other Hal Newhouser, and they lucked out. But like I said before, it was a different atmosphere. They had anywhere from 40,000 to 30,000 at every game, compared to 1932, where I don't think there was more than 20,000, 25,000.
Yeah, in other words, kids, they didn't sell it out. You could have gotten a ticket to see Babe Ruth in the World Series in 1932. You know, Phil, another guy that was on that Tigers team, he didn't make the World Series roster, but was an 18-year-old Billy Pierce, who went on to be the White Sox left-hander and one of the great left-handers of all time. So Phil, tell me about, okay, so it's 1945. You're a young man at that point. And, you know, the late 40s go on, early 50s. Was there always optimism? Well, wait till next year. What was it like after that second World Series in 45? Because it wasn't, you know, the early 1900s, the Cubs are going every year, right? They're going in 07, they're going in 08, they're going a couple other times, then it's 32, then it's 45. How optimistic were you after 45?
Well, the next time they, unbelievable, they played against the Dodgers, and they lost, I think, in 15, no, the Sox lost in 59, which
correct.
I attended against the Dodgers.
Right.
But I can't, the thing that I can't recall, I don't think they played in the World Series after 45.
No, I don't think they didn't. But Dave, when was the next time the Cubs had a sniff? Was it 84?
It's 69.
Oh, 69. Well, 69, they didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't. There were no. No, it was either.
Yeah, to
you
make
won
the
pennant.
Playoffs, right? 45.
Yeah, they made the playoffs in 84.
So 45
well,
to 84.
The best chance they had is when they came back from Miami, and all they had to do was win one game, and they couldn't win that game. Yeah.
So you've seen all of these Cubs teams all these years. Is this the best Cubs team that your eyes have seen, or has there been a better one?
Well, I think it's definitely not only a great team now, but for the future. They got a great organization. They got a great president. They got probably number one or two manager in baseball in Joe Maddon. They got a young team. They got a team that they were using Russell, a two-year man, short, the third baseman Bryant is a two-year man, and they got two of the best rookies that ever played in the World Series, Contreras and Baez.
Phil knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and it was really funny when Baez wasn't playing much, but I was watching during the season. I told a friend of mine, I says, someday this kid's going to be an MVP because he really has talent, you know.
He's fun to watch play defense.
Well, but let me tell you something. If a guy watches Babe Ruth in the World Series, I'm going to listen to him as opposed to any other chump who's talking to me about baseball.
Is it true that Babe Ruth had a sweet pooper? If you were in the right field bleachers, you were staring at his butt the whole game. Was he a sexy man?
He's
Phil,
a guy.
Phil, I'm He's sorry, 13. Phil. That's Mark. He's from Los Angeles. You know how those California guys are.
Well, the thing I knew about Babe Ruth is I became a White Sox fan because I was with the Cardinals for 12 years as equipment manager, and we won the football championship.
Yeah, we're talking about Chicago Cardinals. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The only thing I knew about Babe Ruth he was quite a character. He must have signed thousands of baseballs and bats, and he's probably the one person that kept baseball together. And when he used to play against the White Sox, he'd go across the street to the tavern between innings and have a couple beers and a couple hot dogs and come back and hit a home run.
Just another day at work. Hey, one more question before we let you go. Larry Wirt caddied for you. Larry Wirt runs his company, Tribune Media. Was he a good caddy?
He's not a good caddy. He's a great guy. What I know about Larry Wirt is he never lost his, how would you say, his ranking in life. Here he is, a big mogul with the Tribune.
But still a good guy.
Every time I see him at the club, he's, "Hi, Mr. Bezaeus." I've known him since he was 10 to 12 years old. And just a wonderful guy and a great... by the way, I want to tell you one thing.
Sure.
I get the Tribune every day.
Good. Appreciate it.
I got today's Tribune, and I haven't read it all, but it's probably the greatest day I've ever had from the Tribune, because this will be a keepsake for everybody to keep.
Oh, well, because of the World Series, sure.
It was done so well, and like I said before, you should be proud of that you're a member of the Tribune, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's nice of you to say. And, Dave, I'll give you a last word for your old friend Phil here.
Well, Phil, I know you're going to be locked in on the series, and I wish you luck. I want to see you get to see a Cubs World Series championship here.
Win or lose, let me tell you something. Win or lose, the Cubs demand are definitely should be proud of the way they've handled everything. No disturbance after they won the pennant.
That's true. Oh,
I see in the Tribune 2 days ago or yesterday that over 300,000 were outside the last two games. And that should be a credit to the fans as well as Chicago.
And they were partying. People were having a really good time, and no one did anything.
Yeah, very few arrests. All
six arrests out of 300,000.
Hey, Mr. Bezaeus, we like to do a little fun betting on the show, and I know you partake in that as well a little bit. What would your prediction be for this series?
What would say that again?
What would your prediction be?
Cubs sweeping? What do you got?
I think they'll end up winning in five games.
Right,
that's what I said.
Five,
how
much you willing to wager on that, Phil?
You know, a little bit. I'm a little bit of a gambler, but I don't gamble on baseball. I gamble on
two G's. Put it down.
By the way, Phil, you got a great voice. And when they throw me out of here, and they will, when Larry Wirt throws me out of here, I'm going to tell him, Guy, or you to come in and do the morning show.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You're a good man. Thank you for being on.
Phil, good talking to you.
Phil didn't fight me on it. He just said, when do I start?
Yeah, he's the best.